So, do you like my ergonomic comedy stool?
Oh, nice, dude. Oh, cool.
This is so you can have a standing desk while you're doing stand-up.
Hit me with a joke. You got a joke or something?
Yeah, you want me to do some real stand-up?
Yeah, yeah. Hit me with something.
All right, should I do the whole comedian thing? You got to introduce me. You got to introduce me to come on stage.
All right, and next to the stage is someone I've known for a while, a very, very, very funny dude. Don't know what race he is, though. It's Noel Miller, everyone. Woo!
What's up? Keep that going. Keep that going. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm the audience member now.
Thank you. All right, I'm just going to look through my jokes here.
Woo!
sorry, I just... got done getting my dick sucked. So let me figure out what I want to get on, what I want to say. Oh yeah, that's right. So apparently girls pee. That's weird. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Who likes sex? Huh? My man right here. Fucks, right? That makes one of us. Just me. He's ugly.
Fuck it. You got me.
Do we still care about Trump? Just kidding. I'm a feminist. Just kidding. No? All right. We didn't like that one. Okay. All right. Mark that. Strike that. Strike that.
I'm strike that.
We should just do a characterized comedy show for the rest of the thing.
One, we should be the whole hour should be me doing the audience member and you doing the bad comedian.
Yeah, comedian bites. So then I walk right up to my wife and I go, "You can't pee there."
The fuck? This guy's unreal.
You can't fucking unreal. Pee there. Idiot.
Why doesn't this guy have a special?
What God. God, girls need to learn how to pee better, you know?
I just stop, dude. My jaw hurts.
During
it's like, what hole do they pee out of?
Exactly.
Which hole is it?
Just have one hole.
Just have one.
You know, we're just trying to get all the misogyny out before Women's History Month ends. All right. I think we got our fucking stone cold open.
Open. All right. That's it. To the episode now. Enjoy.
Ice cold open.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's episode.
Today's free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
And that was Noel Miller, everyone. Noel Miller, thank you. Smash that like button if you liked that. He's a funny guy, man. He's a funny guy. Thank you, Noel. Where do girls pee, though? sorry, it's his joke. I mean, I don't need to... It's his joke. So. I
love this host, man. He's so good. He's just killing it, dude. Love this host, man.
It's like seeing a lot of celebs, you know, partying and stuff. It's like, what all is COVID over?
Exactly.
Did the virus call in to TMZ and say, hey, we're done?
Exactly. Dude, it's so right.
I'm going to clap for myself. Right. But it's like, put a mask on. How hard is it?
I'm saying.
You know?
Jeez.
It's like
this guy just gets it, man.
I don't have an end for that one, but it's still working this stuff out. Still working.
You don't need a man. We agree.
Good. My man right here, my man with the buzz cut. What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Buzz cut Billy.
That's me.
That's what I'm gonna call you, man. Yeah. Is this your girl?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, nice. And you guys what? Are you engaged? I see the ring. Couldn't have sprung for a bigger diamond, dude. Huh, Billy?
Just a classic crowd guy.
Stop.
Bro, seriously, stop, man.
Yeah.
That's fucked. Getting really offended. I did.
I put out as much money as I could, you ass.
You fucking ass. It's hard times, man. I lost my job. Fuck off.
You were literally just talking about coronavirus. Now you make fun of me for not being able to afford a bigger ring. The hell's your problem?
Maybe I should call you Bitter Billy. Jesus.
Just digging it. Man.
What's
Where
up,
do we
dude?
Start? Where do we start with this weekend, dude?
Oh,
did you hear? Girls pee, man. It's so crazy.
I know, but it's like, what hole?
What hole? Man. It's the end of Women's History Month as of today, you know, we're recording. By the time you guys hear this, it will have been over. And we'll have gone all of Women's History Month not knowing where girls pee from.
So I did you see the picture of puppy girl Jenna? That picture of her on the hardwood floor and she's kneeling and she's like bottomless and she's like looking back at the camera like puppy dog style. And it's like, oops, I had an accident. There's a bunch of piss on the floor right underneath her.
Nice. That's what
That's
my
puppy girl Jenna
is that on her OnlyFans?
I believe it was on her Twitter, but you know, maybe you could see more from that set on OnlyFans.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's so fucking gross. Disgusting. Puppy girl Jenna pee on floor. Bad little girl, such a bad dog. Puppy girl Jenna accident, piss on floor, clean up.
This is your reply to her. Bad girl, puppy dog Jenna, you need to clean up that pee pee. Bad little puppy dog, you shit. 500 characters. Fuck.
Need to take you to puppy school.
You little bad girl.
Dog, you little bad dog. No treats for you.
Oh, man. What a world. What a world we live in.
Already. How was your weekend?
Oh, what even happened this weekend? It was good. I think I just like ran errands. I watched the fight on Saturday and then, yeah, you know, recovered from Cracker Barrel. Gravy, Cracker Barrel gravy, you know.
Right, right. So tell me about the Cracker Barrel trip. Well, let me just tell you right away. I am a fan of Cracker Barrel. I used to go there in North Carolina all the time. It was a good like brunch spot. Like when we were hungover, we'd drive there. You have a good brunch. Yeah, there's a lot of old people there, and it's like kick-ass, greasy brunch food. But it wasn't anything crazy.
But did you ever have the gravy?
I never had the gravy.
So, okay, so when we had, because we talked about this a little bit yesterday, you made me realize that's an important distinction I have to make. So I actually have to make an update to my video because I'm posting an old video about this. It should be live now. But yeah, that gravy is, I think that thing has elements in there that aren't on the periodic table or, you know, it just has unique properties in the way of affecting your gut health. It's, you know, people eat probiotics. It's the inverse of that.
Okay. Okay.
You know, if you're young and you're looking for an excuse to get out of school, just convince your mom to buy a tub of Cracker Barrel gravy. Just keep a little bit for you in the fridge. Eat a couple spoonfuls the night before school, and I promise you, you will have no trouble acting your way through getting out of school or anything, really.
What was the color of the gravy and the consistency? Was it a light gray, thick? That's always the gnarliest when it's really gelatinous and it's light in color, you know?
So it had the consistency of like almost like a Greek yogurt. It was just like,
yes,
you know,
that's
but
what I'm talking about.
But here's the creepy part. It didn't have the same thickness. It's very light.
Oh,
it had like the resistance level of whipped cream, but it was very, you know, and when you poured it out, it didn't gravy on, you know, it didn't like,
it didn't swim. Gravy is a verb.
Yeah. You know, gravy is a verb. It didn't swim
gravy on in there.
Yeah. It didn't swim out of the, first of all, they don't even serve it to you in a gravy, you know, little boat. It comes in a small bowl and you have to like, you know, shake it out. You have to wake it
so
up.
So it's gelatinous. It's not. It's like a.
Yeah.
That's got. That's yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to start, but immediately you put that in, and that's where the trouble starts. And I, you know, spoiler alert, I took a huge dump, and you know, I don't have to go into detail, but it
already,
the dump
already some detail there.
No, I mean, like if you watch the video, you know, you'll get the you get all the jokes and whatever, but I will say it just messed me up for a couple days, and Cash as well. We both were like, went on like the brat diet after that. I shat, and then I just ate bananas and bread and rice for the next 3 days, just trying to balance out my system again. It was, I don't know, it wasn't right. I believe you that it's a great brunch spot. I would go back and eat everything but the gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, I took a chance on the sides too. The mac and cheese. Oh.
Gnarly?
I could say school cafeteria mac and cheese hits harder than that.
What? How do you fuck up mac and cheese? That's one thing I don't understand. There's a lot of places, especially around here. Like you go to Erewhon, you get the mac and cheese. It's like average. You get the mac and cheese from, where else did we recently get it? I forget, but it was average. It's like tasteless. How do you fuck up mac and cheese? Pick a strong cheese. Cook the noodles, make like it's easy.
Yeah, you would think. You could tell, you know, even when things are cooked in big batches, I feel when you go to restaurants, they do a pretty good job of hiding that from you. The Cracker Barrel plate arrives, and you could tell it was slopped on. You know, someone took a spoon and just went.
Oh, like there's a vat of gravy in the back with an automatic thing that's just constantly stirring it. That's the gnarliest type of gravy, though. That thick yogurt type shit where it's like not a liquid but not a solid. It's halfway between, and your body's like, I don't know what to do with this.
That's 100%.
Do I digest it like a smoothie or? And that's why it just sits in there, stews. Like making that gravy is super gnarly, I'm pretty sure. Like, don't you just take like weird sausage fat and remains and then thicken it up? And
I think Cracker Barrel takes. Like dead people and old fish. I think they
all the old ass people that go there and die at the table.
Yeah, they take them, they cut them up and cook them, and that's what the gravy is. And you're just recycling generations of Cracker Barrel.
Here we go. Okay. After loose pork sausage is cooked in a pan and removed, a roux is formed by browning flour in the residual fucking shit that's just left in the pan. And then you add milk and seasonings to it. And that's how you make that thick ass sausage gravy.
Yeah, it was an experience. And you know, so I would go back. I just wouldn't eat the gravy. But because you never had the gravy, we have to go. And you gotta eat, like I ate a good amount of that gravy because I made a point. Like in the vlog footage, I'm like, okay, I'm not, you know, I got to get the full experience. I'm mixing. I'm taking gravy. I'm throwing it on the mashed potatoes. Let me get some of that. And I'm throwing the mac and cheese in. I'm just, you know, just putting it all down the hatch. And it hit a stopping point, like about 5 minutes in, where I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm getting home. And I'm really not trying to be dramatic. It genuinely fucked me up.
And it's rough when you're an hour away from home.
Yeah, that part was, you know, I like driving. I just had my fingers on the wheel, you know, just holding on and using my whole body to keep the car straight and like not fall asleep.
Your body's just working on the gravy.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck do we do with this? Yeah. It's just pouring into the stomach lining. What is this shit?
And my stomach was on code red. Burr, burr. Holy shit.
We need all hands on deck. We need all hands on deck.
We've got no clue what to do with this. We've never seen a substance like it.
Sir, is this yogurt? Oh, no, son. It's much worse.
It's gravy. Yeah, it was messed up, dude. I just, man, because I know we passed a bunch of those, you know, when we were on the road. If all five of us ate that gravy, oh my God. And even remotely try, like, I'm trying to picture six of us having gone there, eating that gravy, and then trying to sleep on the bus. The toilet would not have survived.
It's just been doing.
I would have been waking up, tapping the driver. Yo, man, I don't care where you park it. You just have to stop. You have to stop. We're all going right now. Yeah, it was, boy. Whoa, boy.
And
I know there's someone
crazy
with an iron stomach who's listening to this thinking, you know, you're faking it. You're this, you're that. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Eat that gravy. Document your experience.
There's probably people that eat that gravy every single day.
Okay, so that's the part that bugged me out. And I didn't really talk about this because, you know, I don't want to be judgmental or whatever, but the reactions of the waitress was so crazy. She was, you know, she was asking us questions, you know, oriented towards the meal that was just like reflex for her, you know, like, could I get you some more gravy? like straight away. And the first thing I think is people get more of this shit? In what world? Like, who do you have to be?
I'm going to do it now. I'm making this my goal to eat this gravy.
No, we'll go. We'll go. We'll make it a whole thing. There was that, and then, you know, you're making me feel like I need to reshoot the end of this video because now I'm like recalling all these different things. They came with biscuits. Do you ever eat the biscuits there?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe this is the part that messed me up. I don't know. The biscuit tasted like raw dough. I don't even know if those were cooked.
Biscuits have that sort of like chalky flavor, though.
Nah, this wasn't chalk. It was like
was it like soft and like was it like bouncy?
Yeah, and kind of nice. Like taffy, like a
fuck yeah.
The wrong love texture.
Love that, dude. Undercooked. You gotta love just eating dough.
Yeah, I look at the red top dough, of the thing. Yeah, and
disgusting.
I'm expecting a Popeye's biscuit, you know, crumble, salt,
yeah,
yummy. Just like, what?
What city was this in?
Camarillo.
Camarillo. Where is that? East? Like
no,
in the valley?
No, it's like our north.
Our north.
From L.A.
It's, right. Okay.
It's like if you were going to Santa Barbara. It's pretty gotcha. Much along the way.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad,
so what's
bro.
Next on this shit, on the diarrhea journals or whatever?
Yeah, so
diarrhea diaries.
I just
diarrhea.
Diarrheas. No, it's just diarrheas.
Diarrheas. Diarrheas.
It's such a juvenile thing. The tentative name I had is my diarrhea tier list.
Okay.
And so I don't know what's next. I asked for suggestions. What's next, you know? Like I want to eat food that's physically challenging.
Yoshinoya.
Ooh.
You know what I fucking ordered the other day? You won't believe what I ordered the other day. Can I tell you? For delivery, too.
Can't
Wiener
wait.
Schnitzel.
That's not that bad. That's not that
the
bad.
The hot dog place?
Oh, man. We're
oh, my
fine,
God,
man.
Dude. That hot dog was straight out of like a children's picture book of a hot dog. Like, it didn't look real. It would look plastic.
I did not know where you were going with that sentence.
It didn't look like a display hot dog. Do you know what I mean? Like a shiny, it looks like someone prepped it to take a picture of it.
Sorry, just that wiener looked like it was straight out of a children's. What are you saying, dude? No, yeah. So did it come out and it was just like perfectly, like, you know, the bottom of a circle? It's like, whoop.
No. The sausage?
Yeah.
No, the shit is like store-bought hot dogs. It's like the 4th of July, bottom of the barrel, yes. $2 for 19 of them hot dogs. It's like this
hell
big.
Yeah.
The bun, it was cold when it got to me. I still ate it. I mean, that has to be just the worst thing. It's like remains of like their hooves and shit like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I love me some. Like, I love me some horse cow. Kneecap.
Yeah, I love horse kneecap.
Love me.
Yeah, it's not only some beef. It's
yeah.
They just kind of scrape out the bottom of like a, you know, like a farm, something or other.
Damn, I'm like, I need to touch up this video because you just reminded me of all these different points in the thing. The craziest part was she goes, "Do you want more gravy?" And Cash and I were like, "Absolutely not."
You're like, "Is that a joke?"
Yeah.
Was that a prank?
And then, you know, after we've covered the food in this horrible gravy, she comes back. She's like, "To go box, right?" Yeah, I'm like, this.
So first of all, people get more of this gravy, and second of all, then they take it home and eat it the next day?
Absolutely not. Like, you don't, I'm like, people reheat this, and then the best part is they bring out this, you know, they bring you the styrofoam, whatever, to take it home. If there's -1 ply, that's what you get. I halfway expected to scoop the food in, and it was just going to fall through onto the table. Like, it just didn't have structure. And then she asked us multiple times, you know, iced tea to go? Iced tea to go. And I got an iced tea, and I think the amount of sugar in that is equivalent to, I don't know, 45 Chips Ahoy cookies.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so good. You probably got a little bit of diabetes from that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You notch it up. Definitely.
It's one of those meals. It's like you feel it. You spike it.
You spike it for sure.
It's one of those meals where you don't get hungry for like a full 36 hours, you know? Like, you
know. Dude, I had no appetite for like 2 days.
Bro, speaking of wild places in the middle of nowhere, California.
Yeah.
I went to Kelly Slater Surf Ranch Thursday, right?
Yeah.
We can talk about that after. It was one of the best days of my life by far. But the night before, so it's in Lemoore, California, sort of by Fresno.
Okay.
3 hours and 15 minutes away. But with traffic on the 405. I left during rush hour like an idiot.
So it took you half a day?
took me 4.5 hours to get to the turnoff to go from the 5 to the highway that it takes you to go to Lemoore.
Nice.
And I missed it. And so I had to drive halfway up the 5 and then take this like just sketchy ass highway. Completely like potholes every 5 seconds. The drive was like this for 45 minutes. Pitch black. Nobody on the fucking road. Nobody. Right? So I'm in the middle of nowhere. Like, where is this place? There's like a house deep in the distance, like a farmhouse. And then like another one deep. I saw like 3 people total driving on that road. I was like, we have to be like just completely in the middle of the desert, right? I'm staying at this hotel that's near the surf ranch. It's called it's a casino hotel.
Yeah. Nice.
The website, it's like casino, whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe I can get a couple hands of blackjack in before I wake up and go to the surf ranch, right? Like the night before. Like maybe I can have a beer, sit at the tables, whatever. I walk in. There must have been like 6,000 people there.
No.
Like, and everyone on the slot machines just putting their stimulus check directly into the slot machines.
No.
Sitting there, everyone's ripping cigarettes, smoking inside, which I'm not, you know, in California, you don't see that.
Nah.
It was wild.
How do they have that?
Fucking crazy. I think it's like a Native American reserve.
Oh, okay.
Like similar to the one on the way to Palm Springs, I think is the same thing, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, Morongo.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Nice.
It was really wild. Like everyone inside, barely wearing masks, all playing slot machines.
Yeah, they cut a hole in to put the cigarette in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
As long as they fill it with a cigarette, the Corona can't get in. Nice. So yeah, how was the surf? Was it like?
I was unreal, man. It's
it
so
seemed
cool.
crazy.
I, I haven't felt like that in so long, where like since I was little, probably, like,
yeah,
when the gates open, I was giddy. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like a small child. I was like,
dude, what the fuck is this? So sick.
They were like, yeah, here's 4 Super 73 motorbikes that you can just take out and rip around the, I guess what it used to be is like a wakeboarding lake.
Oh, okay.
It was built there like a while ago to practice wakeboarding, and they knew it was there, so they bought it and then built the surf part beside it.
Nice.
So you can still rip around the lake. There's like gourmet food there that they serve. Like, you walk in right away, you get like banana bread, egg sandwich, and it's all like delicious. And then every time you get out of the water from a session, a girl walks up to you with coconut water, and there's snacks like constantly.
Dang.
It's unreal. It's like Disneyland for surfers.
That's crazy.
I had like the best fucking day ever. It was nuts. It was the best wave I've ever surfed. The best I have ever surfed in general, just because the waves are so long, you like legitimately get better, you know?
Yeah. Is it the type of thing where it's like you can just pay to go, or do you have to get invited? Like, how does it work?
You rent it out.
Got it.
I think the only way you can really go is if you get like invited for some brand thing, or if people rent it out. Like, it's booked, I think, like they said, like 250 days out of the year. It's
Whoa.
Booked. And it's 50K. And that's when you get a deal to book it out for the day. People pay 100K to surf there for one day.
I mean, running that thing doesn't seem cheap.
Yeah, I don't know. It must cost so much, like so much power to run that thing.
Yeah, pumping that water like that, it has to be something crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane. Dude, congrats. You avoided a 50K tab.
I know.
And you can say you did it. That's sick.
I mean, all thanks to Casey. I appreciate you.
Nice.
Yeah, he hooked it up, and I met some great people too.
Yeah, I was gonna say
some
surfers
there.
Yeah, were there any pros? That's sick.
Yeah, super dope surfing with them. I mean, it's like inspiring, you know. Like,
yeah.
I watched Kalani Robb. I was in the water with Kalani Robb.
Yeah,
and he's like one of the most famous surfers. He's like one of Kelly's boys from, you know, the North Shore.
Mm.
And he came in the water. We did a night session, and he came in the water with a light up pink board. It had LEDs on it, and he wore a bright pink wetsuit.
Nice.
And I was like third down the water or whatever. So by the time he got to me on the wave, he was tucked in the barrel at night, and I was in the water, and I like went up the face of the wave, and just we made eye contact, him in the barrel, like tucked, like slotted in there with a bright pink board at night. It was fucking crazy. I was like, that's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Dude needs a 360 GoPro on the front of his board. That sounds insane.
It was
sick shot.
So cool.
I'm just picturing the lights like bouncing off the inside of that as well.
Oh yeah, I gotta, you know, take a little pop a little fun pill, you know? Pop a little bean before you do something like that. Maybe he was on Molly, you know?
Yeah. Rolling his balls off. Oh fuck.
these lights, dude.
This way.
Maybe I should have been, you know?
This water feels so good in your hands. Just one with it, bro.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. It was like the first session I did was awesome because it's like my first time surfing the wave. It was just like I was just high afterwards. And then the second session, I was a little bit used to it. So I got in the water and I knew what I wanted to accomplish. And I wasn't like in the right places. I couldn't really poach a lot of waves. And then people were taking waves in front of me that weren't, you know, the line was switching around or whatever. And then finally the guy came to me and he's like, hey man, because you get 2 priority waves, each person in that heat. So it's like two waves where you're the person that starts on it and you can take the whole thing if you want.
Got it.
And so he came over and he was like, hey man, we got to get you on this left. Sorry. It's like one of the only waves left. And I was like, cause I hate going left. I'm sucking.
Sure.
It's like it's backside, right? You're on your heel. It's like,
yeah,
I just suck at it. I look like an idiot. Poop stance, you know? It's like, and so I'm like, oh man, you don't have a right for me? And he was like, all right, fine. We'll just run an empty one then. And I was like, ah. And in that moment, I was like, wait, I'm like one of the luckiest people on the planet right now that gets to surf these waves. Like, of course I'll surf the best left in the entire world. So I was like, I apologize. I would gladly take the left. It's just, all right, man, cool. Run a fucking empty one then. Cool. Yeah, no, I'm sure no one's going to be pissed if we run an empty wave. Let's go. Run it. I was, no. I'm sorry.
This fucking guy.
Yes, fucking guy.
I guess we'll just run all the lefts empty, huh, Cody? No.
Little
everyone stay off the left.
Can't fucking go left. What kind of surfer are you?
Everybody stay off the lefts. Cody doesn't like the lefts. No one has to surf the lefts, okay?
Just mad rude. It was just a question. I didn't really realize what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, we'll do it your way, dude. For sure.
Yeah, so... Anyways, there's nothing really funny happened. It just was, I just can't express enough like how incredible it was.
Yeah, no, it seemed like really, because I only know how exclusive that is, like some like, I don't know, Vice equivalent documentary from way back when he was building it. I remember the sound of it thinking, or, you know, what they described. I'm like, damn, that's insane to just build a wave machine.
I was so nervous for the first one.
Yeah.
Because I guess it's pretty common for you to miss your first one.
Yeah.
Because you're in a pool that's like a giant rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
But the wave is at a 45-degree angle. It comes out from the wall like this.
Oh, weird.
So when you're paddling, people like want to be parallel to the wall.
Yeah.
Because that feels natural. But you actually have to be straight onto the wave. So you have to paddle 45-degree angle.
Weird.
And I guess that really fucks with people. And so they'll miss the first wave. And it's like... $250 per wave or something like that, or more, $2,500 per wave or something. Like, it breaks down to that because it's so expensive to run that thing.
Jesus
and to rent the park. So if you miss it, you just feel like a giant dick.
Yeah, a waste of money. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways.
Yeah, I guess we'll run an empty wave then.
Yeah. Cool. No, he doesn't want to go left, guys. No. He's the king.
Yeah.
What? No, I'm sorry. You're Kelly Slater, right? Or you're a son? Or what?
Oh,
you're just that can't surf. Okay. Yeah, Slater Jr. here doesn't want to go left, so.
What's your name, bro? No, Slater in there, I see. Okay, yeah, no. It's cool. No, we'll run an empty left. It's fine.
Cool, man. Like just, yeah, write a check for $2,500 and we can run an empty left.
He just pulls out a waterproof square reader. No. Empty left is cool, man. Just go ahead.
Yeah, just run it. Insert your chip right here. Insert the chip right there. Yeah, or you can just tap it if you want.
Yeah, feel free to tip, man. Feel free to tip.
Feel free to tip.
Because I'm the one who has to go up and tell the guy to run an empty wave. So, you know, because clearly you didn't want to do that. So you tell me. It's cool, man. Yeah, that feeling about being giddy, I relate to that the most. Last time I went driving carts, I had like a couple laps where I actually felt like I figured it out. It was kind of the same thing. I was like giggling the whole time I was driving.
Oh, yeah.
Just the...
And you really know, I mean, this is the most surfer thing to say in the world, but you really know what it means to be stoked or like psyched or whatever. Like it's that high. It's like more than runner's high, more than... It's like you get out of the water, you get out of the cart, and you're like, I improved at something. Like as an old person, you know, as a 30-year-old, it's really tough to have those like weird measures of improvement, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, the last session I had, I was learning about like carrying speed through like multiple corners. And so I like was starting to figure out, you know, because racetracks kind of break down into like they refer to them like sectors. It's like sector 1, 2, and 3. And it's like typically a low number. And I realized that's because you're kind of training your brain to like carry momentum through like one part and then another part and then another part. So I learned a section of the track where it's like pretty long where the cart is just like this shit. It just, once you're up there, you feel like it's just like sliding out from under your ass. It's just running away from you and you're just like along for the ride. In my helmet, like you can just hear in the playback me going like, yeah, let's go.
You can see me on my last wave. I pull off the wave and I go like this. Yes. And my buddies are all making fun of me because like in surfing, it's really whack to claim a wave. That's called claiming when you like celebrate after a wave. You're supposed to play it cool no matter what unless you have like one of the best waves ever.
Yeah.
And I was so stoked. I couldn't help. I like was like screamed. I went, yeah. Woo.
Cool, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the sound, actually, that we make, you know, respectively. Cody makes when he surfs and I make when I race carts.
Yeah.
Helmets on. I'm moaning the whole time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I just want to say I'm glad we have these things that make us feel like kids, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I think you need that as you get older, you know?
Nah, def. I mean, like,
it's just like this, like, when you're older, when you're younger and you're like, you learn how to kickflip and all that stuff, it's so measurable. It's like, I learned this new thing today.
Yeah.
But like, when you get older, it's like you just send emails. That's all you, you know, you can't really measure yourself getting better at sending emails. That's all you really do when you get older.
If you knock out a few, like in the morning, that's like, I think the only way you feel like you, got them all. Got them all.
Or at night.
12.
Oh. Or at night. When you get a head start on the next day's emails.
Yeah.
And you go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I don't want to be this guy right now, but I swapped the visor on my helmet and I'm just like, I'm so stoked. I can use that word.
I'm
stoked for Thursday.
I love it.
I'm like,
I love it. Are you going again on Thursday?
Yeah. Shout out to Troy Adams, dude. If you live in Riverside, go race with the man. That dude is such a great coach. He like, the first session we did, he like could already figure out my personality, you know? And he walks up to me. He's like, stop the cart. He's like, I could tell, bro. You're getting frustrated. And like, I didn't say shit. Like, you can't see my face in a helmet. Yeah. He's just like looking at the way I'm driving and he just stops me. He's like, I could tell. He's like, you're getting frustrated. This whole day is going to get away from you. You got to relax, man.
Wow. That's a true coach thing to do.
Yeah.
You got to have experience coaching to like recognize that shit in people.
Yeah. And then he's like, if you mess up a turn, doesn't matter. Cause if you're taking any turn at, you know, 60, 70 miles an hour, what are you going to do? Reverse on track. You can't do that. So you just gotta, he like gave him this whole like philosophy. I'm like, no, I got it. He's like, no, you don't. You need to learn. Like, you don't got it. That's why I'm stopping you. And like after yeah, basically.
You don't have it.
Yeah.
Holding your lips like this.
Yeah. Well, because the thing he was trying to tell me was, he's like, you want to go fast. Like that was the 5-year-old in me. My foot is just on the gas the whole time. Like, yeah, go. Yeah. It's going fast. And he was like trying to tell me, he's like, you got to slow down and speed up. And once I started to like hammer that home, fuck, dude, I'm ready for Formula One, dog.
The man is stoked.
That's all it took, man.
Would you say you're stoked?
I'm stoked, man.
Are you psyching?
I'm psyching, dude.
Okay, good.
Bitch, let me just show you, man. I don't know if you can see this in the quality. Come on, dude. This shit is racy as
hell. Oh, that's just hard as heck. It's
racy as fuck.
Yeah, that looks like Lil Nas X's new video.
Yeah.
It has the same energy.
Yeah.
The Satan energy.
The Satan, big Satan energy in this helmet.
Big Satan, yeah.
Hype.
Very hype. Speaking of, bro.
Bro, I thought the funniest thing about that whole thing is like how all these like Christian people are getting offended.
Bro.
And so he, on his Twitter, he posted, he's like, all right, fine, we'll release these two. And it was like a white shoe with the Chick-fil-A logo on it.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Like John 3:16 on the toe or some shit like that.
He's a troll, man. He doesn't care, dude.
He doesn't give a fuck.
The Joyner Lucas takes were killing me.
What did he say again?
He's like, oh, what bothers me is, you know, Old Town Road is like, an anthem for kids, and he just dropped that whole thing out of nowhere. And I just think it's kind of bullshit to say that he has a responsibility to children, kind of like.
Yeah, I mean, it was never intended to be a kid's song.
Yeah, no, I mean, the premise of all entertainment is like, you know, entertainment companies now, they're trying to get in front of teenagers. They don't care. Like, he performed at a high school and someone referenced that as like, oh, is, you know, to Lil Nas X, because Lil Nas was like, oh, you have to raise your kids. I didn't tell him to do that. And then someone shows his performance at that high school. It's like, I mean, what's he going to do? He's an upcoming artist. He gets an offer. Hey, man, the school wants to bring you out. Fuck it, I guess, right? Like, the school brought him. That's not fucking, it's not his job. School's cool with it. I'm cool with it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Did Britney Spears have responsibilities singing like, Oops, I Did It Again?
Well, that's what I mean. I was like, the video is like incredibly sexual, but like, so was the Slave for You video, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this shit's been happening for a long time.
Yeah. Dude, Venga Boy's music video.
Dude, boom, 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 boom. I mean, I don't actually even remember that.
Oh, I mean, you know.
Was it good?
That's where the fucking unconvincing gay guy came from. Or was
from
it?
From Venga Boys?
Was it that? Shit, now I have to look it up.
Yeah, now I forget. What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure. No. It wasn't that. It was Venga.
Yeah, we can watch the music video in the bonus. But apparently he's getting sued now from Nike. Is that?
Yeah.
Nike is suing him because they did the shoes without. But isn't it legal to like paint Nikes and sell them?
Yeah, like they're
aftermarket.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They're unofficial.
So I wonder why he's getting sued then.
I mean, I think they just don't like the negative connotation, I guess.
Drop of human blood or whatever.
Yeah, they don't like that. Yeah, they don't like that baby blood, baby sacrifice blood is in there. All their strong Christian, you know, Christian pastors ordered Nikes en masse. Like, they're actually a bigger market than, like, you know, Jordan shoes and, you know, athletes and stuff. It's really the conservative, you know, Christian part of America that Nike really speaks to.
Yeah.
You know, so they could not be associated with those, you know, Illuminati sacrifice shoes. Just absolutely not.
Dude, isn't there like an Instagram called Pastors with Sneakers or do you remember this? Did we talk about this last time?
No.
Oh, it's basically like to shed light on how much money like pastors make.
Oh yeah.
Or priests or whatever. And so it's like preachers in Yeezys or something like that. It's some Instagram account where they just like take pictures of rich or like pastors flexing, basically.
Yeah, I mean,
try and find that, Luke. I'm interested to see if
that's been a thing forever. It's just like, dude, the other thing about the Joyner Lucas takes, which kind of cracked me up, is kids don't have access to the internet unless it's through their parents. So
Yeah.
If you don't want, like, also the great part about that is Joyner Lucas acts like we live in a world where a 12-year-old isn't on TikTok learning all kinds of shit, you know?
Like, that's way worse, yeah.
A 12-year-old's on TikTok and watching TikToks like, this is what it looks like when I give head. This is what it looks like when I give head. Play this sound and shake your ass and see what your boyfriend does. It's just like...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just think it was a super boomer take and it made me laugh.
A lot of boomer takes.
Yeah.
A lot of boomer takes.
It. Why do we give a fuck what kids see on the internet? The internet is not for teenagers. It's not. We never had a responsibility to them, and we are not going to start now with a little Nas X and leather pants.
Well, what are we talking about, though? Because kids and teenagers are different. And kids, like... Old Town Road was an anthem for like 6-year-olds.
Yeah, it's true. I guess I'm conflating the two.
Yeah,
but in that respect, like Lil Nas X didn't tell them to play that at birthday parties and volleyball games and stuff. I think that came as a result of like Minecraft and TikTok and iPad.
It's also
parents. It was also like
the most listened song in the world ever, which means it has to appeal to every single age and demo ever. So of course it's going to be a kid's anthem because it's also like a senior's anthem.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Unfortunately for Lil Nas X, he leading with a country single, he got everybody. Everybody, including you know, the Bible bangers and stuff. Cuz they thought that song was a Bible banger. They were like this. When he's saying lean and stuff, I think he means leaning on the Lord. I think that's what he's going for. And
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Amen to that.
Amen.
So unfortunately for Lil Nas, you know, because those people don't really use the internet, like they're just still on Facebook.
Yeah.
That they found out through that video that he's gay.
Yeah.
But, hold on. Well, now what? You're telling me the singing cowboy man is gay?
Yeah, what the hell is this? What the heck is this shit?
We ran his music all at our July 4th barbecue last summer. I don't appreciate finding out that he's gay through my cell phone.
He is fornicating with Satan. He is fornicating. That's the devil.
It's the devil in that boy.
That's one of the things that, like, one of the takes that I don't fucking understand is when people are like, he's worshiping the devil. Like, look at how evil society has become. This kid is literally having sex with Satan. It's like, it's not evil. It doesn't, like, I know Satan represents evil, but he's not, like, saying he's an evil dude. He's not saying he's going to fuck, that he, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, a funny, like, contrast.
There are infinitely worse, there are infinitely equal or more offensive pieces of art, I feel, than Lil Nas dancing on Satan.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. like, obsessed, but no, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I'm joking. I just was trying to think of like a mainstream TikTok song right now. That was the one I came. I didn't think it, you know, it's not actually not that bad of a tune, you know?
Yeah. No.
Not my favorite song, but not the worst.
Bro, that, you know, Addison doing the Fortnite emote store dances on Jimmy Fallon, man.
Bro. Speaking of TikTok stuff and whatever, let's talk about the Jake Paul and
Ben Askren
fight.
Ben.
You like Ben Askren?
You know, I kind of spoke nasty about him on the Jorge fight because I was
Ben Askren to put my dick in your mouth.
Oh, nice. Mm. That's a good one.
Thanks, man.
That's one on the board. That's definitely like definitely counts.
That's a half point, maybe. It's a half tick.
I think it counts. I didn't see it coming. Literally.
Yeah. Nice. All right, sorry, what were we saying?
No, I kind of spoke. If the internet delay wasn't here, you would have got that one clean and clear.
Hell yeah.
You would have drained that from half court.
Thanks, bro.
Air 5. E5.
E5?
E5.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Send in an E5 your way. Zoom professors be like, let's get a quick E5. Nope. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Let's go ahead and open our books to 107.
Let's rip a couple Askren vids.
Yeah.
Let's rip a couple vids just to give the people a little context on what we're talking about. Him and Jake did a presser for their fight or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a funny dynamic, I would say. Funny energy.
Yeah.
Because Ben clearly does not give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And Jake wants him to care. Jake is doing the whole like over dramatic, like we hate each other shtick because he's like trying to sell more tickets.
Yeah.
And Ben isn't playing into it. And it's just like, you can tell it's frustrating for Jake. And so he does it even harder. And it's just not, the dynamic is really bizarre.
I think it's great because that's, you know, naturally Ben's age is showing. And Jake forgets that Ben's literally been in close to 30 professional fights. It's just like, yeah, I think for Ben, it's like, bro, I've stood in front of guys actually scary. Yeah. And a fucking 22-year-old who just learned how to punch like a couple of years ago. I think I'm fine. Anyways, yeah, rip the clip. There we go.
Bro, you and Bert, he's 36.
Little slap on the ass. Dude.
Get that fucking ass out of here before I eat it up.
Yeah. Get that fucking thick, that juicy fucking ass out of here,
butt
Ben.
Cheeks out of here. Before I stick my nose in it, dog.
Don't mess up again before I might grip up on that thing next time, Ben.
Yeah, play the homicide clip.
Yeah, this shit is so funny.
You can't fight Dylan, so you have to pick the next person. Okay?
But now, let me continue. First. You said if I wanted the easiest person, it would have been Dylan. But you're saying I picked you as
because
the easiest person.
Because Dylan wouldn't sign a contract. Well, I'm trying to wait for you to stop talking. All right. So anyways, like, this is typical boy behavior, but obviously sometimes the
this is the
boy
fucking
picks
fight
the wrong
game.
Person.
This is the fucking fight game, you pussy-ass bitch. This is the fucking fight game. Yeah, I'll bully you around just like I'm going to bully you in the ring. Shut the fuck up. You sound like a middle schooler. Oh, he's bullying me. Shut the fuck up.
Now, I was talking to your mentality. You're not going to bully me. That's not going to happen. And you know, like, Jake, if you and I ran into each other in the back alley in Las Vegas, and I wanted to do
right
a homicide.
Now, do it right now, then. We're running into each other right now.
Someone's going to stop you. You got like 27 people.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, okay.
Big
so,
pain.
Anyways, I would do a homicide on you if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, there
do
you
a
are.
Homicide.
I guess that sets
great,
the table pretty well.
It's a great
well.
Phrase. Do a would, homicide?
Do a homicide. Dude, wait. Is this the one? Yeah. Oh, God, dude, this clip is money.
I'd heard of Jake Paul prior to accepting this fight, but I couldn't have told you a lot about him or his brother. I knew, you know, he kind of came up in his brother's shadow. He was trying to fill his brother's footsteps. You know, his brother is a lot more talented, has a larger following. Those type of things.
You literally went on your Instagram and asked people for roasts. You asked people for roasts on your Instagram. And that was the top comment was, say that his brother is better than him.
Is he?
That's like calling Kylie Jenner Kendall Jenner. Like,
I don't know anything about them. Yeah, anyway, so.
Like, doesn't matter. Still a compliment. Okay. I would love to be Logan. Logan's a great kid. Both stars. Both taking over the world at a young age.
Okay, so when Logan's little brother called me out, who's better, you or him in boxing?
Me, hands down. That's why I'm 3-0, 3 KOs. He's 0-1-1.
Yeah. He ever whoop your ass when you're the little brother?
Shut his ass up, dude.
That was a question, Jake. You're supposed to respond.
I just don't care about your questions.
Okay. So I'll take that as he rubbed your face in the carpet on a weekly basis.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure, Ben.
Dude.
Jake can say whatever, but we know. We know that one cut his ass deep because Jake doesn't stop talking. So the fact that something made his brain start to compute, he got you. Just admit, he got you.
It is kind of funny that he's like, that you got that from an Instagram comment. And he's like, Ben's like, I don't really care. I'm just, you can tell he's like, I'm just doing it because I don't even want, I'm just going to get paid for this fight. And that's all this is for. It's for the money.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, how old is he?
Ben? He's like mid 30s. Let's find out.
You can just tell he's like, this is just a paycheck. It's
he's
all
36.
It is.
He just doesn't care.
That's all it is. He doesn't, even if he loses, he's not going to give up a fuck.
No.
At all.
Dude, he had...
And people are going to try and put, like, you know, the gifts and everything. He's like, I just don't care.
Dude, there's a great clip of... Well, two things. One, Jake tries to get under his skin by repeatedly playing the Jorge knee. He's like, you hold the record. And Ben's like, yeah, I do hold the record. Yeah, fastest knockout in the UFC. He's like, Jake, I've seen it. I've actually seen it like a million times. I'm not insecure like you, so I don't care. I know you're trying to project your insecurity onto me, but I just don't care. And then Jake is like holding it up, and it's like the knee just repeated over and over. And Ben's just like, yeah, that's me getting kneed in the head. It
it's
happens.
Like I saw it live.
Yeah.
Saw it live. Saw the knee coming towards my face.
He's like, that doesn't bother you? He's like, no, it happens. Just, that's it. No, that's wow. Fighting. You get knocked the fuck out sometimes. I think
it's the fucking fight game.
Yeah, it's the fucking fight game, dude. This is the fucking fight game.
That's also funny because, again, Ben has been in 30 pressers or whatever.
Like actual killers, man. The other great thing was Jorge was tweeting about Ben. You know, and I was kind of, you know, I didn't like speak highly of Ben going into their fight because I just like kind of bought into a media narrative. But Ben goes, Jorge, I've kind of bit my tongue on this for a while, but you're welcome. You got one of the luckiest hits, and that made your career. If it wasn't for that, you would still, he's like, he says something like, you lost to Usman and you're gonna lose again, so beat it, loser.
Oh my God.
So then everyone is just now like, oh yeah, now that you think about it, like,
If he didn't need Ben, then he wouldn't have got the BMF fight with Nate Diaz, and like all he did was prolong his fall off, because then he fought Marty and he got beat up, and he's probably gonna, like, already Ben just changed the narrative on that whole thing. So now, like, MMA fans are like, that's kind of true.
Wow. This is great. A little renaissance for Ben Askren.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jake underestimated Ben Askren's shit-talking, because Ben can be just as annoying.
I guess that's what I mean, is that, like, his nonchalantness, his more, like, I don't give a fuck, is almost more annoying than if he were to take the same approach that Jake is, where he's, like, chirping hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because Jake's, like, yelling at him, like, this is the fight game, you're, like, shut up, like, do it right now, like, threatening to fight on stage or whatever. And Ben's sort of like, dude, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
It's not real to me. Like, that is almost way more annoying, I feel like. And I feel like it's doing a better job of, like, selling the fight.
Oh, for sure. Dude.
I want to watch it now because of Ben's attitude.
I wish Ben would just be like, Jake, you're not a real fighter. You're not, like, if you just kept repeating that over and over, I feel like that would just crush him mentally. You're not a real fighter, dude. It's like, you fought 3 fights? There are guys in amateur with, like, 20 fights. You're not a real fighter, man. This is the fucking fight game, dude. So funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. I just think, you know, someone's going to win.
Someone's got to win.
Someone's definitely going to win. And someone's going to lose, for sure.
Someone's probably going to lose as well. If someone wins, then I'm guaranteeing that someone loses too.
Yeah. Someone's definitely going to lose.
Yeah.
Someone's going to lose so hard, dude.
Someone's going to lose like shit, dude.
Someone's going to get fucking
L'd.
Someone's going to get L'd so hard, bro.
So good.
Oh,
dude, I lost fucking... so good.
Oh,
someone's going to lose so good.
I can't wait till fucking Jake wins and you guys all have to see that MMA gets L'd so hard.
Yeah, MMA is over, dude.
Dude, MMA is fucking L'd and canceled after this.
MMA is actually canceled. Yeah, we're canceling MMA.
MMA's canceled because it's going to take 2 L's.
That.
I can't wait for it, dude. The big brain.
What's the date of that fight?
April 17th.
Promo it a little bit. April 17th. Okay, cool.
There's like, let me see if I got some screenshots. There were some pretty funny big brain takes on those threads about Ben. Just comically. oh yeah, this one killed me. If JP trashes Askren, then UFC is a joke and boxing is superior. Nice, man.
Nice.
You nailed it.
Hell yeah.
ESPN needs this guy.
It's kind of a funny, like, it's kind of a funny thing to even argue. Like, they're two entirely different sports.
I know. Dude, this one killed me. All things being equal, no shot. Take a top striker in boxing versus top BJJ fighter. And your striker, as soon as he hits the ground, would be in a huge disadvantage. This is one of those, like, Gracie, like, ground always wins guys.
Yeah.
Like, I know this dude is, like, tying up his gi as he's, like, typing this shit out. No fucking shot, dude.
Come on! Take him to the floor!
Opening up
Take him down!
Rubbing the opening of his gi.
He watches the fights in his gi.
Oh, if they could go to the floor right now, bro. Fuck!
Love to see a little wrestling.
Putting his foot behind his head.
Yeah.
Just being flexed. Oh, my God,
Come
dude.
Come on.
They could just fucking go to the fucking floor right now. Fuck.
Just take him to the floor. The only type of dudes that want that while watching a fight. Everyone else. Oh, no, don't go to the floor. No.
Yeah.
Punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah. I love when, like, two, like, in a UFC fight, and two guys go to the floor, and instantly the crowd is just drunk as hell. It's like, oh no!
I didn't come buy, on!
I buy $17 hot dog for this. We'll eat this big hot dog and watch two guys beat each other in the face.
Fuck, we didn't talk about White Boy Summer.
Oh.
All right, we'll talk about it in the Bone Zone. We'll talk about it in the Bone Zone. That was like my favorite thing that happened this week.
Between...
Fuck, I love Chet Hanks.
Between Chet, Ben, and Jake, it's starting to stack up like a white boy pre-summer. That's for sure.
A white boy spring?
White boy spring.
Pre-summer?
It's pre-summer. Yeah, fuck spring, dude. It's just pre-summer.
White boy pre-summer?
White boy pre-summer. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, though. I'm kind of like not the type of white boy he's talking about, you know?
Yeah, no. Nah. Yeah, you're not Chet included, Hanks, actually.
He was like, he said that. I was like, yeah, white boy summer, let's go. And then he's like, snapbacks. Or, no, get that shit out of here. And then, like, you know, a lot of the things that he said, you know, I'm not rocking Sperry's.
But you were slowly kind of disrobing. You're like, oh, no, definitely not.
Yeah, flannel shirts. Yeah, yeah, fucking get rid of that shit. Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely not white boy summer at all. Yeah, salmon. Wait, salmon shirts. Yeah,
salmon shirts. Yeah, it's not white boy summer for you if you've ever owned a salmon, mint, or bet. Damn it, like fisherman's blue, button up t-shirt.
Yeah,
yeah.
My favorite part of the whole spiel was when he was like, "And no more using the term smoke show." It's played out.
Bro.
Like, that's so funny. That's so, like, I mean, he's actually a really funny guy.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell he knows what the fuck he's doing, but he's also unintentionally really funny, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a funny thing because, like, smoke show, no one really says that anymore. And it's not that fratty. Like, every dude says that, sort of. But it's, like, a weird old term that's, like, just to bar that is so funny. Like, no more saying smoke show. Bro. Dude, that girl's a smoke show. Don't do it.
I was listening to Future the other day, and he referred to a girl in his song as a smoker, and I was like, he's going to have to take this up with Chet.
That's not very white boy summer.
I mean, no, it's like Chet is saying smoke show is for white guys, and don't say – was he saying all guys or just white guys?
I think it was white guys. I think his whole thing is like white boys, we have to evolve, so stop doing these things.
Got it.
Because it's white boy summer, and in order for it to be white boy summer,
we got to evolve.
Elevate.
So you gotta stop saying smoke show.
Yeah, no more saying smoke show. Maybe you can still say smoke, just smoke, because it's an abbreviated form, like she's a smoke.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, smoker.
Yeah, that's smoker. What, that's good,
that's
too.
What Future said, he was like, she's a smoker. I was like, Chet, if Future says it, I mean, but granted, you know, Future's definitely not in the white boy category, so
yeah.
Yeah, so
we can rip the videos in the bonus. How about that?
Should we?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, we should play the cameo before we ride out. Oh, that cameo. Oh,
yes. The one with the good, man. Bowing down or whatever, taking it. What did he say?
Yeah, he's like, that's me bowing to you. Just play it.
Yeah, my black.
Just
queen.
Play it. Oh. Oh man.
Do we have it, Luke?
Do we have Reese. The clip?
Reese.
Do we have the clip? Do we have the clip?
that one.
Yeah, this is it. Let that rip.
Alexis, what's up, baby? It's Trent Mix.
Your girl, what's up, baby?
Amber Schiffer, that's a strong name. She told me that you're a black queen. That's me taking a bow to the queen. Are you a fan of my white boy summer thing I got going on? I appreciate that. And that you hate Sperry's as well, but you love Vans. Me and you would definitely get along. If you ever see me, come holler at me. Bye. Alexis.
I love that.
We would definitely get along.
Here, you're a fan of the whole white boy summer thing I got going on. He did one Instagram story, and he's like, it was the day after he did the white boy summer video, the first one, and it kind of went viral. And he's like, Tam, woke up today, internet gone mad again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did. Sheesh. Internet gone mad.
Stop it, man. The part that kills me about this cameo is like, heard you hate Sperry's and you like Vans. It's like, that sounds like a 16-year-old, bro. It's like the idea of a teenager receiving this cameo, and he's just like putting on this whole act, like, Alexis.
Yeah.
Bridget Fernandez, whole white boy summer thing I got going on.
Yeah. You're taking a bow to you. I'm sure we get along great.
Oh, my God.
Holler at me, he said.
Holler at me.
All right. All right. We got to move into the bonus. We're going to watch the other ones. It's going to be fun. Patreon.com/TinyMeatGang. Thank you guys for watching. And we got a fun couple weeks coming up, so stay tuned, all right?
Oh, yeah. You definitely going to want to stay tuned. You're not even... man, let me just say no more.
You'll see.
You'll see.
All right, guys.
All right.
Peace.